Welcome to the Phil Aston Yoga Podcast from yogaatwork.co.uk. This is going to be a regular feature on the website, and it's really just to help people get a deeper insight into what yoga is all about and how it can help you. The whole idea behind the website in many ways was a play on words. When I first set up Yoga at Work, it wasn't essentially to have yoga in the workplace at all, although that did actually come from it. It was about making yoga work for you, for everybody, in whatever kind of whatever you do in your life, that yoga would be for you. Essentially, when I started yoga myself, I wasn't an absolutely positive convert. I didn't actually take to it immediately, and so it was very important to me that whatever I did in yoga was to help encourage people that maybe thought that yoga wasn't for them. But equally, as I've practiced over the years, I've realised that people do tend to see yoga as very much an external experience. So the more flexible somebody is determines to someone else how good they are at yoga, which is sometimes really missing one of the key teachings of yoga. Yoga is the movement from one point to another, and each point is a higher one than before. One that previously perhaps was beyond our reach. And this shift from posture, asana, can be through study or meditation. Essentially, it's all yoga. Nothing goes to waste, whatever you do. In our yoga practice, we concentrate on the body and the breath and the mind. And the mind obviously includes all of the senses. The purpose of yoga is to integrate all of these functions into one, to unite as the whole. And it's the physical aspect that people see as yoga. When people watch someone, or you look at photographs in a magazine or on the telly, you think, oh, that person's doing yoga. But you can't see the breath. You can't see how that student, that yoga practitioner, is coordinating that breath with the movement. We can measure flexibility, we can measure suppleness, and see how long a person can hold posture. And we can see that as the progress and skill as that person in yoga, if you like. But more important is how we feel in the posture, how we feel the posture and the breath. So it's not really what the posture looks like. Obviously, we've got the health and safety aspect of it, but it's not essentially what the yoga posture looks like. It's how it feels that is more important. Our posture should be steady and comfortable, and that's throughout the duration that that posture is held for. Otherwise, you could say there is no actual yoga posture being practiced. Integration of the mind, body and breath can be, if you like, how we go about our day-to-day lives. Someone walking down the high street, someone in the queue, someone going to the dentist. They can be practicing yoga if they're focusing on their breath and they're mindful of their thoughts. You don't have to be holding Trikonasana or triangle posture to be practicing yoga. Yoga is a way of life. You can do yoga while you're doing the dishes. When we go into a posture or movement and it feels tense, it's hard to be aware of anything else when this happens. We really want to be within the posture itself. But if we're tense, then whatever we're striving for, we're not really in that specific asana or posture itself. And really what we should be doing is trying something easier instead of struggling. And this is the foundation of your own yoga practice. I mean, I feel we should always practice with compassion to ourselves, non-violence to our own bodies. So we have to acknowledge our own starting point. We have to accept pain. If my back hurts, I accept that's my starting point. My back is hurting. If I'm distracted, I've got a lot to do on a specific day, that is my starting point. And by acknowledging our starting point, we are then practicing yoga. Yoga is about involving the breath. Tension will change the breath. Stress or distraction of the mind or senses will change the breath. And when we change the way we breathe, we are inevitably going to change the way we feel. So the breath is the link between the inner and outer world. When we contract our body, we exhale in yoga. When we expand the body, we inhale in yoga. So keep our awareness on the movement and the breath. I mean, I personally like to perhaps add a little pause at the end of each specific movement to give you a chance to connect deeply with the body, the movement, and the breath itself. Yoga is a practice, in a way, of observing yourself without any judgment at all. However, I know from my own students' perspective, we like to feel that we're getting better in a posture. We can kind of feel that we're becoming more flexible, etc. But without that integration of mind, body and breath, we're not practicing yoga to the best of our abilities. So yoga is something we experience inside. It's not an external experience. It might be for someone looking at you, but yoga is completely yours. It's personal to you. So remember, we're not creating something for others to look at. We are doing yoga for ourselves. However, we are both the observer and the observed. And it is the intention and compassion in our own practice that makes it our yoga practice. Thank you for listening. References for this specific podcast, I would like to recommend, if you've got any extra space on your bookshelves, would be The Heart of Yoga by Deska Char, which is a wonderful chapters on some of the themes that I've brought up in this specific little talk. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this, and please pop back to the website yogaatwork.co.uk for your next regular podcast on your yoga practice.